Tyre Power. Summer Scorcher Sale on now with 25% off on selected Toyo passenger and SUV tyres. Test driver Hyundai Staria Load or i30 before December 31 and you could win Big Bash tickets.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
Oh yes, good morning. It is Thursday. Top of 31 across Adelaide today. It's going to be humid. You're going to sweat. Sweat up a storm. That's what's been happening the last sort of few days. Adam Cooney, can you believe the nerve of the bloke to just sort of set himself up where he knew that potentially last night he's going to have a couple of drinks just to celebrate whatever it is that he was doing. Just sort of subbed himself out. And we said, well, sometimes this is what happens when you sub yourself out and someone else steps up. Then sometimes you get a replacement that can not only do the job, but perhaps can take it a little bit further. Welcome, Hamish Hartley.
Good on you, mate. Good to be back here. Good to be back in. No disrespect to Coons, the great man.
Mm.
I'm sure he had a good time last night, enjoyed himself, and he's just having a well-earned little sleep in this morning. So happy to handle business for another morning.
And the big fella was venturing up to Melbourne from the farm. So who knows what they got up to in the bright lights of Melbourne. But I must say as well that Adam's a man who really eases into it at 6:03 during the morning. He sort of, sometimes he's opening his mouth and speaking for the very first time. Yeah. Yourself, you sort of feel like you're more of an operator who gets up a little bit early, probably even goes through a bit of a vocal warm-up and really preps hard and comes in absolutely firing from the first touch.
Are we saying there's a sense that potentially Coons' alarm goes off at 6 a.m. only 2 or 3 minutes prior to the show commencing?
I think so, because 6 a.m. yeah, means that he can... He's got a good 3 minutes before he has to speak. I've told you that before, where I reckon there's been a couple of mornings where, because he's this operator at home where he's doing it on his back. So he's got the headset on.
Lights off. Potentially sort of dozing, drifting in and out of a semi-conscious state
really
during the ad breaks.
Stuff. Absolutely. And I reckon it was dead set one morning where he fell asleep. He got up, he's fallen back asleep, and his second alarm clock was me saying, good morning, Adam Cooney. And the response was, before he started talking.
It's a pretty soothing noise and sound to wake up to, though, to his credit, second time around.
So Adam Cooney returns tomorrow. Good to have you in, Hammer. What did you get up to yesterday?
Oh, a little bit on. A few bits and pieces around the house, just kind of getting the yard back in order after... the torrential downpour that was last week. It's done wonders for the garden, mind you.
You're a mad green thumb too.
Yeah, I enjoy getting in the garden and keeping everything neat and tidy. So there was a bit of that sort of action. I ventured out to Paralowie to have a look at a car for my lovely partner, looking at a little hybrid type setup.
Ooh.
She doesn't like spending money on fuel. So she feels like she wants to go down the hybrid track in terms of her next car. So we went out and sussed that. So that was interesting. And what else? Yeah, a little bit of study. Took the dog out, gave him a wash, and yeah, just sort of, you know, knocked around the house a little bit during the afternoon. So nothing too exciting, but yeah, busy enough. It was good. Yourself?
With all due respect, just on that, the hybrid. What are we talking? A little Toyota, a little Toyota.
Yeah.
I've got to say, and you know, with all due respect to, and don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking the North. I spent a good part of my life out there, at the dogs.
Yeah.
I just wouldn't have thought that to go out to look for a hybrid, you're venturing to Paralowie. Doesn't seem like the type of suburb area where you go to find your hybrids.
Yeah, it was different. It was a difference of setup out there. But, you know, the lady that showed us through was lovely enough and for a bit of a test drive. Nice little whip too.
Mm.
Yeah, didn't mind it.
Very good.
So she's having a bit of a look around. I actually sold her my second-hand BMW. Well, it was first-hand when I bought it initially, but sold it to her, and she's had nothing but issues since. So I sold her a bit of a lemon, and she's keen to get rid of it, which is fair enough. So she's on the hunt for a new little whip. But, what did you do, mate?
Very nice. I had a four-year-old's birthday party.
Good.
Yep, so we're at the park there, just in Prospect.
Yeah,
next to our Prospect Oval, which is really nice. Best thing about birthday parties, sort of 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe even up to 5. Haven't ventured to a 5-year-old birthday party yet. That'd be next level. But they start in the AM.
Yeah,
they always do, and they're very, very structured, and they're very much down to the minute.
Yeah.
So I expect to go to I mean, I've got the party mentality where, you maybe turn up 15, 20 minutes late.
No. It's not going
to
cut it.
Not at setups like this. 11 to 1 it was yesterday. And we got there at 10:59, I reckon. By 11:05, everyone was there. And 1 o'clock, I think everyone's gone by 1:05.
Yeah.
Very, very structured.
Yeah, which is perfect because everyone, all the kids need to get home for their Arvo naps and...
True.
Yeah, they're, I assume anyway.
Elsa was there as well.
Yeah, of course. The
the
frozen... what is she? She's a fairy princess or whatever?
I think she's a princess.
Yeah.
So she was there taking the kids through a few things.
I would have loved that.
Henry got his face painted, which was really nice.
What did he do himself up as?
He was a butterfly.
The old man must have been so proud.
Yeah, he was. King of the butterflies, he was.
Yeah, beautiful. That's good stuff.
So very, very nice. More importantly as well, and the reason I bring that up is you've got a pretty solid New Year's resolution. New Year's resolutions are so hard to keep. And sometimes you've just got to do things that are not outrageous, but very achievable. And the worst thing is potentially when you break a New Year's resolution within the month. Your New Year's resolution was to really cut back on the beers. Yeah. And this really, really hit a chord with me because it always starts 15.
Yeah, and that's pretty well the way it happened on the weekend. So, hang on. But I said I want less of those moments.
Right. Okay. So you got a quota.
I've got a little bit of leeway to play with. With that respect. So I had a good mate from, he actually works as one of the head physios at the UFC in Shanghai.
Oh, what?
Can you believe that?
How did that come about?
How good's that for a gig? So he grew up in Mildura, did his study here for his physio, got his master's when he was quite young. Started at West Adelaide, yada, yada, yada. Went over to London to work for a bit. Anyways, ended up at Shanghai in the UFC. So he was back in town for the weekend. And initially, we'd planned to catch up at another good mate of mine's house I thought initially we were just going to catch up. In my mind, I was going to do a bit of study on Saturday afternoon, catch up with Timmy for an hour or two, go home, do some more study, call it a night at 9:30, 10 o'clock Saturday, up fresh on a Sunday.
A very noble plan.
And so we had a couple of beers at a mate's place during the afternoon and, geez, they went down well.
Okay. Do you know why as well? Because they weren't supposed to.
Yeah, exactly
if
right.
If you ever plan for one or two beers, that's what happened to me yesterday. Yeah. One to two beers, and I was like, I'm ready to have a day like I've just won a Super Bowl. But yeah.
So, and I thought the plan from the other boys is going to be something similar, catch up with Timmy, and then so we don't have to go to the pub to sort of mingle with all the friends. Anyway, boy's like, all right, what time are we getting down there? I was like, what are you talking about? I said, yeah, we're always going to go to the pub. So I said, all right, I'll drop you down there. Because I wasn't in the appropriate kit for the pub. Dropped the boys down there, went home, had a quick feed, got changed, got onto the Uber. And I was down the pub about an hour after that. So even
home post-shower, you were still in the zone?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But you weren't going originally?
I wasn't going initially, and then the boys are going down there. So what choice did I have?
And did you tell them that you were coming?
Yeah, I let them know. I said, I'll come. I'm coming back. And they said, no, there's no way you'll come back. They had all sorts of doubts. Proved them wrong. Jumped in the Uber, got down there, and away we went. So, she wrapped up early hours of Sunday morning and wasn't overly productive on Sunday, but, you might have to keep an eye on me. Nah, I'll be right. it was just one little glitch, a little slip up.
Okay.
That's all right.
Yeah, just one little glitch. What is your quota? How many have you got per year?
I don't know. I was just thinking about that. Is it one a month? Is it?
It's not one a week.
one a month is, 12 for the year?
And then you've got...
Maybe 15.
I mean, you've got at least...
Special occasions as well.
How many?
That's the thing. They don't
absolutely
count.
Locked in for football. You've got best and fairest. Let's say you did some good things on the field, some big moments.
Yeah.
You've probably got to
get a win.
6 to 8 already absolutely locked in, no matter what
count.
With football.
Nah, because I'm at the time of my life where I've got buck shows and
that's tough.
Engagement parties, weddings, those sorts of things as well. Yep. So they special occasions actually don't count. It's the the ones that sort of occur off the cuff that he's unexpectedly like on the weekend.
Good luck.
Minimise those ones.
Good luck with that, especially buck shows and everything.
Yeah.
That's tough. How many buck shows have you been to? And goodness me, what was Adams like?
Maybe 10. Well, I organised Adams. It was a bit happening.
Yes.
It was relatively low key. He's not into the real traditional buck show type happenings, I guess.
Mm. Which is good.
Just a big group of his mates that met at the Mighty Bloods Footy Club. I think we watched the AFL Grand Final that day. And I say watched, I don't really mean watched, but we had it on. And there was a bit going on. So I don't know, maybe 10 buck shows.
This year?
Take? No. In mod
history. In total, right, okay.
Yeah, so far.
So we've got a busy year coming up. No, I completely understand that as well. That was my rule at my buck show, was no money to be spent on outside entertainment when it could be put behind the bar.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
Yeah.
Jeez. Put money in the right spots. Big show coming up as well. Tom Wren, the great
Rennie.
Man. Rennie. Jeez, we love Rennie, don't
He's
we?
He's a good man.
Very, very good man. Doing a very, very good job covering the Australian Open for Channel 9. We're going to speak to him at 7 a.m. First stage of the men's road race launches from Stirling later this morning. The cycling, the Festival of Cycling, will be joined by the men's race director, SA legend Stuart O'Grady. We'll chat to him at 7:45. Socceroos face a must-win World Cup qualifier tonight against Vietnam. Head of the game, we'll hear from assistant coach Socceroos great Tony Vidmar at 8 o'clock. Your calls, your texts, get them through. 0427 154 166. Oh, I've got to talk about it. Strikers. Yep. I just sort of felt like something like this was coming because, T20 cricket can be very heartbreaking.
That was exactly the case last night, wasn't it? So, 2 weeks ago, if you had said the Strikers are going to play, what was the match called last night?
The qualifier.
The qualifier. The challenger.
Challenger.
Challenger?
The Eliminator.
2 weeks ago, the Eliminator was a couple of games ago. But if you had said that the Strikers were going to play in the Challenger 2 weeks ago and then they were going to go down pretty much on the last ball of the match, you would have said, absolutely no way.
Or after their most recent loss, you'd say, oh, but don't worry, the Strikers will win the next six.
Yeah. You know, on the bounce, if you don't mind. Phenomenal effort to resurrect a season where they were, down in the dump, cellar dwellers for so long, such a large portion of the campaign, to almost heartbreakingly get through to the final was an incredible achievement. But yeah, it was. There was some discussion points from last night too.
Well, there certainly was. Look, we'll go through this in our sports update, and we'll take a deep dive into all of the mechanics of the game. But just on this, and I'm not a sore loser.
Yeah.
But sixes are going to get smashed.
They actually
absolutely get smashed against the Scorchers. And I was T20 cricket, anything can happen. And now that I've said that, potentially, sixes are a very good chance to just absolutely beat the Scorchers by 9 wickets. But 3 for 12 to start.
Yep.
Short head carry.
Yeah.
They're not going to fail again, all three of them.
No. You wouldn't expect them to.
As in all three of them.
No, I know. Usually one of them. See, when Carey and Short got out, I thought, you know what, Heady, he'll come in. He's due. He'll just sort of knock him around a bit, get his eye in, and away he'll go. That didn't happen. But what about Jono Wells, mate? He does it
Mr. Reliable.
Year after year. He knocks around his 30 off sort of 35, and then he whacks a couple of boundaries late in his innings. And then Ian Cobain's just been one of the finds of the tournament, not only for the Strikers, but for the competition in general.
Mm.
He's been unbelievable. He slogged him around a bit, and then Matty Renshaw came in and knocked off 36, not out of 20 deliveries all, and gave him a total that was absolutely defendable, 167, I think it was, that they posted the Strikers. And we all know how it ended up, but far out. Cracking game, and lots to talk about. Lots of controversial moments.
Mm. Some really controversial moments. As we said, we'll get stuck into that. Your thoughts, get them through. Plenty of Strikers fans out there as well. 0427 154 166. Big show, like we said, coming up. Top of 31 across Adelaide today. I'm not sure how you're enjoying this heat hammer, but it's
sticky
just,
in here, isn't it?
It's very sticky in here. Yesterday, you can't do anything at the moment. It's so humid. This is tropical weather.
You can't walk from your front door to your car in your driveway without breaking out into a sweat. It's a bit yeah, it's a bit grim, it's a bit sticky, it's a bit uncomfortable, but yeah, what are you going to do? Just
could be
keep,
worse.
Keep on keeping on. We'll be right.
Prefer the heat than the cold.
Correct.
Top of 31, 17 minutes past 6 o'clock on 1629 SNSA. Good morning.